I was trying to hitch a ride from Monticello one rainy August night, and I must have been waiting for about 2 hours without seeing a light. When suddenly the rain picked up and the wind got mean, and I started thinking about spending the night alongside Route 17. But just about then I saw dim headlights, and I was sure grateful when he flashed on in brights. Then an old school bus with Hebrew words on the side came screeching to a halt. I couldn't believe my eyes. The front was crushed, the windshield was broken, and it made more noise than you can buy with a subway token. But I couldn't afford to be choosy, so I kicked up my heels and ran as fast as I could to that wreck on wheels. Well, as I stepped on board, I felt like I was home. Of course, I was greeted by a warm shalom. And as I squinted in the dim cabin light, I saw a big, bearded, smiling old man. Boy, was he a welcome sight. So I gave him shalom and told him where I was heading. And he said he could only take me about halfway, but that was better than nothing. So I sat down as he threw it into gear, and I started getting sleepy in the warm cabin air when he asked me my name. It's Yussi, I said. But when I asked him his, my face turned red. Well, she gave me a strange smile as he said, some people just refer to me as the Phantom of the Shtiebel. Well, when I asked him why they call him such a strange name, he said, son, there are some things you just can't explain. And he didn't say much more. We rode for an hour or so, when he suddenly pulled off the road and said, well, this is as far as I go. Well, I didn't know where I was, but I thanked him anyway. And as I started getting out, I suddenly heard him say, there's a shtiebel up that road, and if you want my opinion, they're davening about now and could sure use you for a minion. Well, I kind of suspected he was kidding, but I told him all right. And he winked and smiled and roared off into the night. But as I started walking, I was sure surprised to see an old gray-bearded rabbi come running up to me. Did you daven Maariv yet, he asked. And he smiled when I said no. Good, he said, then you can be the 10th man. Come on, let's go. Well, after minion in the shtiebel, we got to talking alone. And he asked me how I found the shtiebel so far away from home. Well, I told him I was hitching, and I smiled as I said it. But the Phantom of the Shtiebel is the one gets all the credit. Then I gave a little laugh, but he turned white. And you could have heard a pin drop in that shtiebel that night. Did I say something wrong? I asked with a halfway grin. He said, nah, this happens every now and then. And as the thunder crashed and the night filled with rain, he put his arm around my shoulder and began to explain. You see, his real name was Reb Zelig, and he drove the bus. And he'd pick up all the children and bring them here to us so they could learn here in Yeshiva, and then he'd drive them home at night. But he wouldn't take a dime, Reb Zelig. He said it wasn't right. He just did it for the mitzvah, and the kids all loved him so. And he loved each and every one more than they'll ever know. Well, one dark and stormy night, as he was driving down the hill, a group of children crossed the road. Reb Zelig grabbed the wheel. He hit the brakes, but the road was wet, and the children froze in fear. And as the bus bore down on the little ones, we thought the end was near. But at the very last second, he cut that wheel and crashed into a tree. All the kids were safe, but for old Reb Zelig, it just wasn't meant to be. The next day, when we buried him, it rained real hard all day, as if the heavens themselves were crying for Reb Zelig, who was taken away. And every once in a while, when the rain's coming down and the minion short a man, someone like you just happens along, sent by Reb Zelig's hand. Well, when he finished talking, you could have knocked me down with a feather. And friends, although this story happened many years ago, sometimes in nasty weather, I still go down to Route 17 and walk along the side, hoping to hitch just one more ride with old Reb Zelig, the Phantom of the Shtiebel.